You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Any of the social sites will come running and answer any of the questions that you may have.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks again for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama is giving a speech at American University about the Iran nuclear deal.
The agreement now reached between the international community and the Islamic Republic of Iran builds on this tradition of strong, principled diplomacy.
But Tennessee Senator Bob Corker says it gives Iran permission to move ahead with its nuclear program.
What this agreement, in essence, does is it codifies, with our approval, the industrialization of their nuclear program. I mean, that's a fact.
But President Obama insists any nuclear program could be verified. National Guard officials say shots have been fired for a second consecutive day near a military facility in southern Mississippi, but no injuries are reported. A spokesman says soldiers training at Camp Shelby reported shots fired into the air in the same area where soldiers reported gunfire yesterday from a pickup. The description of the shooter is the same for both incidents. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
How much longer till the KIDSs are back in SCHOOL?
Just a few more weeks. But you know what you can do now?
What? I'll do anything.
Take them to Kmart and Sears for back-to-school items like backpacks, supplies, and apparel. That way, when school starts, they'll be ready to go. They're even giving away surprise points that we can use online or in-store until August 5th. But don't wait that long. Go now!
Oh, okay, okay. Keys.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
More than 3,000 firefighters are attempting to make progress against a massive wildfire in Northern California that has been burning for a week. It has scorched more than 100 square miles.
We are in a fourth year of drought here in California. It is the heat of the summer. Temperatures are up, fuel moistures are down.
That was Fire Battalion Chief Hugo Patina. The fire is just 20% contained. The first GOP presidential debate will be held tomorrow. Yesterday, Fox News announced the 10 candidates who made the cut for the primetime debate. They include Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Chris Christie, and John Kasich. The other seven contenders will debate earlier in the day. U.S. drones have begun arriving at a Turkish airbase close to the border with Syria. The Turkish foreign minister says a more intense battle will begin soon against ISIS. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Mazda is recalling tens of thousands of its largest SUVs to fix a potential steering problem. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Mazda has told safety regulators the front ball joints on its CX-9 SUVs can rust from water leaks. That can cause a separation from the suspension system and cause a loss of steering control. This recall covers more than 193,000 vehicles, model years 2007 through 2014. Dealers will replace the ball joints and will focus first on customers who live in snowy states where salt was used on the roadways. So far, no crashes or injuries have been reported. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Greece's left-wing government wants to get a full bailout deal with creditors this month, rejecting the idea of an extension in negotiations. A Greek parliamentary spokesman for the ruling party says a proposal by rescue lenders to prolong the talks to give Athens an interim loan is off the table. Greece faces a repayment to the European Central Bank worth more than 3 billion euros on August 20th. French and Malaysian experts have begun examining an airplane wing fragment that could offer the first tangible clue about the fate of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which vanished more than a year ago with 239 people aboard. The metal piece washed up on the Indian Ocean island of Reunion last week. Investigators have confirmed the piece came from a Boeing 777. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Design Dilemmas is a little different than our morning show. Design Dilemma is all about you. It's about connecting with my listeners out there by a couple different ways. One is you can call us live. It is now 2:07 Eastern Standard Time. And you can call us here in studio live. The phone number is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. If you'd like to text me, you can text me at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. If you'd like to send an email, it's CajunMaven@AOL.com. I'll spell that for you. It's C as in Charles, A as in Apple, J as in Jewelry, U as in Under, N as in Nickel, M as in Michael, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, I as in Ice Cream, N as in Nickel. It's CajunMaven@AOL.com. And one of the reasons I decided to do this show is that I wanted to have something that would be reflective of the times that we're in. And what's going on out there? What are you working on in your house, in your office? What are the things that actually do come up? It's one thing to go to these magazines and these websites and seeing all these cool ideas, but that may not necessarily reflect what's actually going on out there. You're buying houses, you're trading up, you're trading down. What are we doing? Are we painting? Are we staining? Are we making light floors? Are we putting tile in? What are your problems? What are your questions? Maybe I can be of assistance to you and answer those questions on the air live. My background is I am an interior designer for the past 18 years. My dad was a custom home builder in central New Jersey, and I got involved a little bit with his business as I grew a little bit older. And then many years later, my dad worked for me in my business, and I had a renewed passion in design and in building. And that's what I do at Maven Hill Designs. I do have a studio, which I opened in October of this year, in Flemington, New Jersey. That's Maven Hill Designs, 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. It's at the Flemington Circle in the Kitchen Expo Plaza. You can also reach me for consultation at 908-884-0770. I do consultation by the hour if you want to get some general advice. We also have a painting company, Maven Hill Painting. We do painting, staining, decks, all that type of thing, and can help you with any of your needs. All right, so this week I have a lot of correspondence from social media. We do go to Twitter, we go to Facebook, and I get emails all week long with questions, and then I record them for the show, and then we have live calls when people call in, as well as what has transpired during the week, and I read those on the air. So the first question comes to me from Bridgewater, New Jersey, and her name is Tina. And Tina writes, I need to do something with my bedroom windows for both privacy and beauty. What can you recommend? Okay, well, that's a two-part question. The first thing is that I always say a space needs to be functional first and beautiful second. And that is that often a bedroom needs to be somewhat cave-like to a certain degree. In fact, because you want to be able to sleep. So there are two components when I do bedroom window treatments. One is the under treatment, whether it be a blind or a shade. And I've come to realize more and more in the bedroom, I kind of like roller shade, to be honest with you, whether it be a solar shade, a blackout shade, but some sort of a shade that could tuck underneath the treatment, which is kind of nice to do. An inside mount that you can roll down, and then you have absolute lack of light, so you can get some sleep. That would be the first thing. And the second thing I like to do is I like to do a panel drape in the master bedroom. It doesn't have to be, you know, foofy. It doesn't have to be tailored. In fact, I prefer that it's very simple. And I prefer to take, just to add to the height of the space, I like to take, for the most part, the hardware all the way up the wall as far as I can get it, maybe just below your ceiling height or your molding, if you have molding, and highly mount panels on either side of the window, sort of just so that it would fall within the frame. Typically, I like panels, drapery panels, that are about 50 inches in width. So if you do one of them on each side with a single rod, or some of the new thing that I'm doing now is I'm doing much smaller rods. So I just do two small, maybe 24-inch rods, one on each side, and then just have the drapery panel line up with the rod and just sort of cover the edges of the window. It gives the optical illusion that the window is much larger, and it's kind of a nice look. I usually have my drapery panels be just stationary, not open and close, so that's a way to do that. But let the under-treatment of your window, the blind, be the vehicle that inside mount that keeps the light out, and have the drape be more of a sort of a fashion statement or tie some color into the space. So that's some of the suggestions that I would have for you for doing your bedroom windows, both functionally and also decoratively. My next question comes to me, and this came through Twitter. Her name is Kate, and she's from Glen Gardner, New Jersey. And she said that her house is aluminum siding. It was built in the 1970s, and it's white. And she says she does like white, but it's been the same since she's lived there, and she wants to know if aluminum siding can be painted or not. And the answer to that question is yes. There are new formulations of a paint that will adapt or attach to not only aluminum siding, but also vinyl siding, which is great because one of the things about aluminum siding is, which was sort of the precursor to vinyl siding, is that over time it got kind of pitted, and it was supposed to be timeless, but in fact it wasn't. It requires maintenance like anything else, power washing and cleaning, but over time, because it is metal, it does sort of get rusty and so on. So I would recommend, if you have a house that's that old and you're unhappy with it, go ahead and paint it. It's very, you go to your authorized Benjamin Morris or Williams dealer and tell them that you're dealing with aluminum siding. You might even want to take a piece of aluminum siding off your house and do a test patch. I often ask people to do that because then you can see what the end result is going to be like. I take a couple of pieces off and I would paint them out. Do some sample colors, because when you pick colors for outside of a house, it's not like picking colors for the inside of the house. You're dealing with a lot more light, and the light changes all the time. So what you might want to do is do a couple samples in different spots of the house, because the paint color may look different in the front of the house than it does on the side or the back because of the absorption of light. So yes, in fact, you can paint your aluminum siding. And if you have a white house now and you have white trim, you might want to pick a color that has more saturation, like a gray or a taupe. So you can see the contrast. Maybe pick some new shutters. It's a way to get your house to really look fresh. Okay, we're going to go to our first set of commercials, and I will be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to 100 here on 100inChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the 100 County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in 100 County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on 100inChamberRadio.com. This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Jody Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Perica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here at Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
We are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Our phone lines are open. It's now 2:19 in the afternoon on a beautiful Wednesday. If you'd like to reach me here live in studio, ask me anything you want about interior design, your home, your dreams, your aspirations for a new space, whether it be a loft, a single-family house, an apartment, or maybe your office space, or if you have a restaurant or a business, be glad to speak to you. The phone number here at the radio station for Maven Hill is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you'd like to reach me by text, that's 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And if you'd like to email me, it's cajunmaven@aol.com. I'm going to take my next question, which came to me also from social media. This comes from Lisa in Garwood, New Jersey. And Lisa says, can you recommend, some plants? I'm in Hunterdon County. I want to do deer-resistant plants that are in our zone. Okay. Well, again, my background is more of, and I do staging and I do some plant work, but my background is more of interiors, but I will try to answer your question, and you're in Garwood, so you're not too far from this general area. Well, Hunterdon County has a big issue with deer, as many of my listeners know. So you want to do, there's nothing sort of impervious to deer completely, except maybe things that are poisonous to deer. But for the most part, there are plants that are less attractive to deer, and we kind of try to recommend those plants. I do spend a lot of time working with Rutgers Landscaping, which is out here on Route 31 in Ringo's, and they had suggested some plants that I've sort of jotted down, and if I'm doing a staging, I kind of like to put those in as general suggestions of plants that they might want to do. And the first one that comes to mind is butterfly bush. And what's kind of nice about that is they're in season right now. Once they come into season, you kind of have July, August, September with them. And they have, for the most part, a beautiful purple bloom. Sometimes it's white or light purple, but most of the time it's a beautiful purple bloom. It doesn't have much of a smell, but it has a big presence. They get tall very quickly. They attract butterflies, which is wonderful. But the deer don't seem to touch them no matter what. So buddleia or butterfly bush is one that's a good plant for our area. It's good for our zone. The thing is to be careful sometimes with a bad winter, you may lose them. But for the most part, they really like this environment and they grow quite tall quite quickly. So buddleia or butterfly bush would be a good one. The second one would be moonbeam coreopsis. And that's a plant that has a very subtle pale yellow flower that looks like a star, if you will. So moonbeam coreopsis and butterfly bush work well together because one's purple, one's yellow. And the coreopsis has a silvery foliage and so does the butterfly bush, so they work nicely together. You don't want to confuse that with regular general coreopsis, which is more of an orange yellow, which I have had deer eat, so I probably would stay away from that one. The next one that I would also add is probably our Russian sage. I have a lot of Russian sage in my garden right now, and I noticed today when I was driving through Flemington into studio, I was noticing that a lot of houses, their Russian sage is doing quite well. Because the sage is an herb, deer don't seem to like anything that's herbaceous. I don't know if it's the taste or the, it's too strong for them or the smell. But Russian sage has sort of a long branch and it has purple flowers on it. So that tends to be one that's also nice and works well with the other plants that I had mentioned. Another one that you might like is boxwoods. And boxwoods have that sort of evergreen look. Often they're dwarfed or round shaped, but they're quite pretty. And something that I like to use a lot when I'm doing my garden. There's another one called catmint, which is sort of a silvery green, and it has a beautiful purple flowers on it. That's another one that works very well with keeping the deer away. So if I've given you some to start with, I think that's a good base to start with, and you can work from there. Okay, the next question that comes or has come to me this week through social media was from Susan of Flemington, New Jersey. And she says that she has a contemporary home. And I know there are less of them than the traditional in Flemington, but has a contemporary home and wants to do sort of a general update. So this one did have a picture attached to it. Looks like a very nice house. I see what I see in most contemporary homes in our zone. Because we do less contemporary zones, and a house that has some age to it goes through a couple of different owners, people seem to put things that are not appropriate on a contemporary home. They kind of sort of traditionalize it, a contemporary that never works. So in this situation, from the picture I see here, the home is painted out in sort of a brown color, which I don't think is a great color for a contemporary home. I'd probably change that out into something probably a little bit lighter. I think a gray tone might be nice. Even like a sand color might be nice, or sort of like a green, a gray-green might be really nice with that. The second thing is that you have shutters on the house. I'd probably lose shutters. They don't seem to work with the contemporary element. They look very traditional. It kind of looks like you're trying to put a traditional spin on a contemporary house. So I would lose the shutters in this case. And your front door has that sort of etched glass with the brass in it. I take that out and I'd probably do something that was much more sleek, much more contemporary. I'd probably Google contemporary doors. I'd go to house or a couple of sites and look at some contemporary front door styles and then bring them to your local lumberyard. Houston's is one that comes to mind. Somerset Lumber is another one that comes to mind. But if you remove the shutters, if we paint it out in a more up-to-date color, I'd say probably like that gray-green color or sort of a gray might be really nice with that house and a new contemporary front door. And I think you will really have your house have the appropriate curb appeal and work well with your space. Okay, the next question comes to me from Larry in Mendham, New Jersey. And he's looking to update his kitchen and wants to know what's the newest thing in kitchens. Well, a lot of things are happening in kitchens. I've recently gone to some seminars on what's out there. And there are some new things coming as far as kitchens are concerned. One has to do with appliances. And it seems that they're coming out for the new season with some different finishes for appliances, which are sort of a sounding board, I think, for how you do your kitchen. And we're going to start to see some glass finishes, some colored glass on cabinets, on appliances. And that's going to affect what we do with our cabinets and so on. But you're going to start to see people getting a little bit away from the stainless steel. There's issue with fingerprints and so on with stainless steel. And we might see a reemergence, believe it or not, of black. But the black is going to be with glass. It's going to be a glass finish with black, with charcoal gray, and with some sense of color. So that's something that I do see that's coming. They've been pushing for that for a long time with resistance, but I think that's going to start to come into the mix. I see lighting in kitchens changing a lot. A lot of LED lighting under counter. That's something that's changing. Lighting is getting a lot better in kitchens. A lot more functional lighting and also being able to do decorative lighting. So we're going to see a lot more LED lighting in kitchens. I see people using a lot of cans. The recessed lights are going to get smaller now. You're going to see smaller profiles of lighting in kitchens. And I do, believe it or not, see a resurgence of oak for the first time in a long time in kitchens. But the oak is very different from all the 80s golden oak out there. It's certainly done quite dark, and it's more rustic looking, but I am starting to see a little bit of oak coming back. More of a hewn finish, a rough type of a finish, and lots of gray washes over wood. So you're seeing a combination of a brown wood, but also with gray in it. I'm also seeing that in floors a lot, and some of the new samples I've gotten in recently in the store of flooring, I'm seeing a trend towards gray wood on the floor, wood that looks like it's worn, if you will, sort of a beachy look of a combination of gray and brown, and I'm seeing that in paint colors. I'm seeing a lot of grays. Initially, when gray came out, I saw a lot of gray that was blue-gray. It almost looked blue when it went up, but I'm seeing the new brown grays. The hybrid of brown and gray seem to be the new way things are going. I'm still seeing the shaker-style cabinet for a kitchen being very strong, a more minimal profile that could work with both traditional and contemporary. I'm still seeing a lot of backsplashes. I'm seeing a lot of natural materials, a lot of things that look like stone as backsplashes. Even though I'm seeing glass, I'm seeing less sparkly glass than I have in the past. More finishes that look like stone for backsplash, and lots of mixed neutrals, taupes and grays in kitchens. So those are some of the new things that I've seen in kitchens, a little bit different, a little bit fresh for the fall season. So I hope I've given you some good ideas. All right, we're about to go to our news break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama is defending the Iran nuclear deal at a speech at American University. Next month, lawmakers will vote on the deal.
The most consequential foreign policy debate that our country has had since the invasion of Iraq. As Congress decides whether to support this historic diplomatic breakthrough.
He claims the only alternative to the deal is war. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says under the agreement, Iran would have two paths to a bomb.
Iran can get to the bomb by keeping the deal, or Iran could get to the bomb by violating the deal.
He spoke to the Jewish Federation of North America. National Guard officials say shots have been fired for a second consecutive day near a military training facility in southern Mississippi, but no injuries are reported.
Soldiers that were training at the Camp Shelby Joint Forces Training Center reported shots fired into the air.
That was Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, for 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like Tannoy studio monitors, $99 each, or select cables and drumsticks, buy one, get one free. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $6.99 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
How much longer till the KIDSs are back in SCHOOL?
Just a few more weeks. But you know what you can do now?
What? I'll do anything.
Take them to Kmart and Sears for back-to-school items like backpacks, supplies, and apparel. That way, when school starts, they'll be ready to go. They're even giving away surprise points that we can use online or in-store until August 5th. But don't wait that long. Go now!
Oh, okay, okay. Keys.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
The first GOP presidential debate will be held tomorrow. Yesterday, the 10 candidates who made the cut were announced. They include Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Mike Huckabee, Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Chris Christie, and John Kasich. Political science professor Andrew Smith says it will be interesting to see who makes the biggest mistake.
Usually the only news that's made out of a debate is if there's a major gaffe where a candidate says something that it was either off script or just a mistake.
The other seven candidates will debate tomorrow too, but not in prime time. More than 3,000 firefighters are attempting to make progress at a massive wildfire in Northern California. That has been burning for a week. It has scorched more than 100 square miles in the Clear Lake area. More than 1,000 people have been urged to evacuate. The U.S. trade deficit increased in June as solid consumer spending pulled in more imports, while the strong dollar restrained exports. The Commerce Department says the gap jumped 7%. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Britain's police force is investigating claims of historical child sexual abuse involving former Prime Minister Edward Heath.
Five police forces are now conducting separate inquiries into the late Prime Minister. Edward Heath's name has emerged after Britain's police watchdog said it would investigate whether police failed to pursue allegations of child abuse made against him. Wiltshire Police say detectives and a national child abuse prevention charity have received a number of calls following appeals for information. Prime Minister Edward Heath is the latest public figure in Britain to be scrutinised for historic sex abuse allegations. Marta McDowick, London.
A man charged with fatally shooting a Memphis, Tennessee police officer during a struggle on a residential street has completed a brief court appearance. Tremaine Wilborn appeared via video from jail this morning. He is charged with first-degree murder in the death of Officer Sean Bolton. Bond was set at $10 million. The Senate's number two Republican is introducing legislation that would reward states for sending more information about residents with serious mental problems to the federal background check system for firearms purchasers. And he's doing it with the National Rifle Association's support. The bill by Texas Senator John Cornyn is far more modest than a Senate measure expanding background check requirements that the NRA and Republicans helped kill in 2013. Pope Francis is opening the door for divorced Catholics. He said today that Catholics who remarry deserve better treatment from the church. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. It's now 2:34, and our phone lines are open, although I do have quite a bit of coming in through social media, and as well as I have a couple of new texts here while we were on our news break. But let's go ahead and read the weather, and the National Weather Service is advising us that there are just a few clouds in the sky today with 86 degrees. It's a really beautiful day today, not too hot as it's been in the past. Again, this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 57 degrees. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 82, even better tomorrow. On Thursday night, there is a slight chance, a 20% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 59 degrees. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 81. Friday night, a 20% chance of showers. But it looks like on Saturday and Sunday, both days, we are going to be around 80 to 81 degrees and mostly sunny. So it looks like we have a nice weekend ahead of us. Again, if you're just tuning into Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas, it is my newer of the two shows. We started this a couple of months ago. We wanted to do something that was being more reflective of the public, of what you saw out there. Often I find that when I go to market, or I go to these different shows or seminars, or I go into New York City into the different D&D building and the different design rooms and so on, they certainly have a vision of what people's space should look like and what people are doing with their homes. And sometimes I think there's a disconnect, especially out here in the western part of the state, in what people are looking for and what I'm seeing out there. So I wanted to bring something out to the people. I want to certainly inform you of what's in, what's trending, and what works. But I want to be able to listen to your questions, your needs, your concerns. What's in style now? Should I get rid of all my brass fixtures? Should I paint my house gray? What's good colors? Do I get away, you know, are red walls not in style anymore? All the things that I think people are really in their houses with now, things that they've done 5 years ago, 10 years ago. What can they get away with? What can they change? What's going to make their house worth more money? And that's what when Modern Design 2 was born, for where you can contact me via several different ways and have those questions right on the air, and hopefully give you some good general information and maybe make a better decision in working on your home or office. Again, to reach me at studio here, we are live. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Okay, my next question comes to me from Bob, and he's in Piscataway, New Jersey. And Bob wrote, we are turning our spare bedroom into a reading room. Well, good. What can we do to make it look less like a bedroom? It is on the second floor. Well, you know, I'm getting a lot of those. I think people buy a house for a family, and then through, you know, time, things change. People go off to college, they get married, and so on. And you're not necessarily ready to leave the family house, but you do have these extra rooms. And if you have a four-bedroom house and you're using one bedroom, it seems a waste to not use the upstairs rooms in particular. And a couple things that I could suggest and have suggested to most people is to maybe change out the flooring. If you're on a second floor location and all of the bedrooms have wall-to-wall carpeting, I probably pull out the carpeting in the bedroom that you're going to use as a, in this case you're saying, sort of a sitting room or a reading room, and then tie it into what floors are on the first floor. So if the first floor is wood, then I would probably carry the same wood upstairs to that room as this, if it was designed to be that room initially. If downstairs is all tile, I'd probably come up with maybe something that's similar or that coordinates with what's downstairs. And then do area rugs, delineating the new space as a sitting space. I would definitely do things to make it look more like a reading room. If there were blinds on the windows, I'd probably take the blinds off, and I would probably do just some sort of drapery panels, because again, it's not a bedroom. You don't need to have a blackout drape. You don't need to have a roller shade. So that's another way to make it look a little bit more like a reading room. And then I get some nice, comfortable furniture. You have you ground your sitting area by the rug. It sort of defines the area. And then I'd get some nice, comfortable pieces of furniture. One of the things I think what people do when they're going out to change out a bedroom, some often bedrooms upstairs are small, is that they don't template first before they purchase furniture, and they go to this big store that makes the furniture look so small in comparison, and they get it home and they can't believe how big the furniture is. So I would suggest after you, I put probably a fresh coat of paint on the room, maybe something new to make it look different. I change the flooring to match the first floor of the house. And then I would get an area rug that fits within the space to make it the delineation of a sitting area. I would template the furniture. That is, I'd go furniture shopping, either online or out in the store, and I'd get the dimensions of the furniture. And I always recommend getting that blue painter's tape and then doing all the dimensions and then putting those dimensions on the floor around the room What a simple, inexpensive, and a great way not to make a huge mistake with furniture. We know how costly furniture is. You do that, you put that, you lay out your floor with painter's tape with all your furniture, and then you live with that for a couple weeks and see if you can walk around each piece or if it looks cluttered to you before you make your buy decision. And those are some general ways in order to make that a reading room. You also want to make sure that your lighting is good. If it's going to be a reading room or a library, you want to increase the lighting. You might want to add some recess lights or cans or some task lighting in that space to make it more of a functional space. And I'm sure it will work out quite well for you, and I wish you well with that, Bob. Okay, my next question came to me from social media, and this is from Will, and he's in Raritan. I don't know if it's Raritan Township or Raritan, New Jersey, but it says Raritan. And it says, where can I go to look for new furniture? Don't have much resources except online. You know what? That's something that I hear probably, I think every time we've done this show, people are complaining in our area, the western part of the state, that there are not a lot of furniture stores left. There were certainly quite a few at one time, but furniture stores, brick and mortar furniture stores, seem to be leaving. There are a lot of resources online for purchasing furniture, but less and less brick and mortar stores. And I find that funny because there are certain things you can certainly purchase online, but I don't find furniture being one of them. Furniture to me is something that's very tactile. That means that's something that you have to feel, you have to touch. If you're going to buy a mattress, for me, I think you have to lay on the mattress more than once to see if you have a feel for it. That's not something I would buy over the internet. If you're going to buy a sofa or a chair, you're going to be spending a lot of time in it, and everybody's body is different. You want to be able to sit in something that has a frame that's comfortable for you and will work for your space. You just can't do that over the internet. That's something that you have to do. So I'm a big fan of furniture stores and showrooms, because not only do you get to feel and be comfortable in it, you get to see it in a different environment. And sometimes they can really make things look quite different. They can manipulate things online and make them look one way. But when you actually see the piece, then you know what you're in fact getting. So if I'm purchasing for people, I always, even if we are going to purchase online, I take them to a local showroom and have them actually in the furniture and make sure that they're comfortable with that. That being said, there are a couple of places in the area that I use. There are a few far between in furniture stores, but I'll name a couple of the ones that I use. And one is one I recommend all the time is Bassett Furniture. They're on Route 22 in the westbound lane in Greenbrook, New Jersey. Sometimes it comes up Dunnell and on the Google search, but it's Greenbrook, New Jersey. And they're great. They are moderately priced. They're not inexpensive, but they're moderately priced. All the furniture is made in the U.S., and it's semi-custom furniture in about 30 days. That is, they have a select amount of couches, chairs, so on, furniture, but you have the ability with Bassett to alter some of the features. So if you wanted to change the couch that has a skirt on it to legs, you can do that. If you want to change and put a different arm on your sofa to be more updated or more comfortable, you can do that. You can adjust the firmness on your pillows. There's three different grades of firmness on your pillows. So there's a lot of flexibility there. They do have financing on their furniture. They're affordable. Their showrooms are efficient, but they're not huge, so you don't feel overwhelmed. So that's a resource that I go to again and again. It's very transitional furniture. It's not too contemporary. It's not too traditional. It's kind of in the middle, so I find that being a very good resource. Ethan Allen, a couple of weeks ago, my guest was Penny from the Ethan Allen, manager of the Ethan Allen showroom, Penny Becerra, the Ethan Allen showroom in Bridgewater, New Jersey, and they have a store located in Bridgewater on 22, and they have one further up in Watchung on 22, and those are great resources for furniture. If you haven't checked out Ethan Allen in a long time, I would go ahead and suggest checking it out again. They've kind of reinvented themselves. Ethan Allen is a little bit more up to date. They're a little bit more transitional, a little bit more youthful oriented, and they have really a new inventory, new stock. It's a very fresh look, so you want to check out those as places to go to for furniture. If you go out to California, New Jersey, there's a family-owned furniture store that I like called Satriano's. I bought pieces from them before. Their pricing is very good. I think they do a good job with furniture, having a selection, traditional, and some contemporary pieces. More traditional, I think, with that store. I've also used Rolling Hills Furniture. That's in Chester, New Jersey. That's another showroom that's, again, not too big, but easy to get around and affordably priced furniture. So I think if you start with those four, I think you'd be in good shape. And let us know how you make out with that. Okay, my next question comes to me from Robert, and he's in Somerville, New Jersey. And it looks like he's putting his home up for sale and says that he wants to add curb appeal to the front of his home. Again, I don't have a picture with this, so I don't know what type of home he has, but I'll give some general tips, which I have before. When staging your house. I have had my real estate license for 23 years, so I do specialize in staging or getting a home ready for sale. And I'll give you some general guidelines. If you do want, you can text me at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Text me, Robert, your pictures of your house now, and I can give you some specific ideas. But some general ideas, one of the things I do when I go on a staging appointment is I take, I park the car, not in the driveway, but I park the car in the front of the house, and I ask my clients to come out with me to the outside, the front of the house, street level, and see what the house looks like from street level. But as I've said many times before, many of us come directly into the driveway. We come into a side entrance. We go right into our garage, and we don't really notice the front of the house. We don't really notice some of the changes that happen, including myself, because we're all very busy. So I take them out to the front, and often they're just amazed that the windows need to be cleaned in the front of the house. The house almost often needs power washing. Sometimes the roof needs power washing. The gutters need to be emptied out. Those are some of the general things that you want to see. You want to make sure that that your shrubs are not too big. They're not covering up the house. Also, shrubs are close to a house are not good for the house because there's issues with bugs and things of that nature. So we want to make sure that our shrubs are cut down low and look very manicured. We want to make sure that our lawn looks good and is clean. There's no bare spots and that it's very manicured. We want to make sure that our windows are clean. This is a good time to invest. I have a couple of resources that I can give anybody who calls for window washing. Our windows look nice and sparkly and new, which is very important. And I might often suggest that people do, even if they're happy with their colors, that they do a fresh coat of paint on the front door and the shutters because it makes it look, it's a little trick to make the look house look more appetizing, more appealing. It's been said that people purchase houses a couple of ways. Number one is they always go online first and they look at the pictures. So you want to make sure that you do this work, the staging work outside and inside before you have the pictures taken so it looks good. But the second step is that most people do what's called the drive-by. Then before they go into a house, they want to see what the neighborhood looks like, how easy it is, and then they're going to do a drive-by past your home for sale to see if it's appealing. So if the outside curb appeal is not great and they want to look at five homes, you want to make sure you're on the list. You want to make sure that your home looks fresh and it's in very good shape. So if you keep your shrubs well-trimmed, if you keep your grass up, if you make sure that your walkway is doesn't have any imperfection. Some people come with the walkway and they're not turned off. We want to make sure that those windows are washed, maybe a fresh coat of paint on the front of the house, a fresh coat of paint on the front door and the shutters. Those are some good general ideas without a picture in front of me to get your home to look sparkling and hopefully have someone purchase it for you. Okay, we're going to up to our next set of commercials and I'll be back with you shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
And we are back with more Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. It is now 2:51, and we will be on the air live for about 7 more minutes. So if you want to call in, the phone number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. And I am going to go to another question that I did get in. This was an email that I received on my business email, and it does have a picture attached, and I know this is kind of relevant to what many people are going through right now, including myself. And this comes from Rhonda, and she's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And she said, my garage is an absolute mess. I have 3 children. We have bicycles. We have garbage. We have recycling. And it gets to the point that I can't drive my car through the garage anymore. Well, I see that almost everywhere I go. I personally reached a point that when I was driving through my garage the other day, I realized I was starting to create a tunnel on each side with clutter. The problem with the garage, the great thing about a garage, it's a shelter from the elements, and if you're fortunate enough to have it attached to the house, it's a great way to live. And when it's snowing and raining and cold, you can go right into the house, so it's quite nice. But at the same time, it seems to be the number one source for collecting clutter, and if you have a little bit of hoarder in you, the garage is the place where that's going to happen. So I have a couple of suggestions of a garage makeover. It's something I did myself 10 years ago. I finally was able to, 10 years ago, to have a 3-car garage, and I was so excited about that I was going to have all the space I could ever possibly want. And sure enough, no matter what space you have, you seem to wind up filling it with so on. So one of the things I would suggest from this picture is that you need help. And one of the things that I've recently discovered, often when I did a big garage makeover, I would buy a 10-yard dumpster, which can be expensive at times, and it goes back by weight. But now they have something in the home improvement store, which is like a bag, and you can take this with you. It's a bag that expands tremendously. If you go into Lowe's or Home Depot and ask about this bag that they carry, you can put all your trash into the bag. So I would start with that because you need a receptacle that's going to leave the property, that they're going to pick up, that's going to get rid of the junk. That's the only way it's going to start. I would make sure right now is not a great time to do this because it's just a little bit too hot. And obviously, probably most people don't have any HVAC in the garage. It gets to be a little bit too hot and heavy. But when the weather starts to cool down a little bit, it's a great time while it's still warm to do that. And start with the bag and take out everything you haven't used. If you haven't used it in 6 months, get rid of it. Take out as much as possible. I would actually suggest that you take everything out of your garage because you want to do the big sweep. So I would remove everything from the garage. Do the big sweep, get that bag full, get rid of everything that you don't use anymore, donate it, give it away, or throw it away. And that's a good, very good first step. You want to have a neutral environment again. The second thing I would do, which is something that I do in a lot of the garages I do for for resale is I would paint out the cement floor. They have those epoxy kits now. You can get them in any of the home improvement stores. They've actually gotten better than they were in the past. You know, the ones that have the chips for traction. You want to power wash first. You want to power wash that floor. And you want to paint it with an appropriate epoxy paint and then some chips if you'd like, and that's a good way to go. The next thing that I suggest is, you know, we spend so much time in our garage. I wound up sheetrocking. It didn't cost that much money. I sheetrocked my garage, and then I finished painted it. It looks so nice. It did a nice sort of a gray color with white trim, a blue-gray with white trim. And nice gray floor, and I tell you, it was made it a nice feeling to come home and seeing that. Although it's kind of cluttered again now, and seeing that, and that would make a very big difference. Because when you have it beautiful, you're not going to put everything back the way it was before. Your mind says, "You know what? I'm going to get rid of stuff," and that forces you. When you have those new sheetrocked walls that are painted and a beautiful floor, you're not going to put the stuff back in the same way. And then another thing that I like to do in garages is look who's renovating their houses. If they're taking out their old cabinets, ask them for the cabinets. See who's getting rid of cabinets. And take old stock cabinets, paint them out white, and use them as utility cabinets. Have them anchored to your back wall or side wall in your garage. And then get rid of all those open cans and junk and storage in a closed environment. Those are some of the ways to make a garage space look better. Another thing you can do is lighting in a garage. I know that I had just these dumb three open bulbs and it looked terrible, and I thought to myself, let me go to a home improvement center, which I did, and sometimes you see those two and three packs of flush mount lights. I think it cost me $20 for three lights. They had a nice nickel finish, and they were a great source of light instead of a bare light bulb. So I put nice finished lights in each bay that were closed and sealed so bugs didn't get in. I had nice white ceiling that was painted out nice and clean and white. Everything had been power washed. The walls were a nice finished painted color. I had nice white trim, and I had the gray floor. And, you know, for a long time, I was able to keep that quite nice. Over time, I think that just comes back. But garages are important. We want to keep our garages nice. And if you go to sell your house and you see a house that's that has a very clean and very prepared garage, it's telling people that your house was well cared for. And it's a very vital tip into getting your house sold. When they go into the garage and they see that it's organized and clean, it gives a general feel that this house is loved and a house that you may want to bid on. All right, well, we've quickly come to 258 and the end of our hour this week on Modern Design 2. I asked you to join me next week on Wednesday at 10 o'clock with Modern Design 1. We'll all have some new and exciting guests coming in to discuss design. And Modern Design 2, as always, from 2 to 3. So I thank you all. Have a good week. It looks like we're going to have a nice weather weekend, and I will see you next Wednesday here at Hunter and Chamber Radio. Thank you all, and have a wonderful day.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama is defending the Iran nuclear deal at a speech at American University. Next month, lawmakers will vote on the deal.
The most consequential foreign policy debate that our country has had since the invasion of Iraq. As Congress decides whether to support this historic diplomatic breakthrough.
He claims the only alternative to the deal is war. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says under the agreement, Iran would have two paths to a bomb.
Iran can get to the bomb by keeping the deal, or Iran could get to the bomb by violating the deal.
He spoke to the Jewish Federation of North America. National Guard officials say shots have been fired for a second consecutive day near a military training facility in southern Mississippi, but no injuries are reported.
Soldiers that were training at the Camp Shelby Joint Forces Training Center reported shots fired into the air.
That was Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians. For 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like Tannoy studio monitors, $99 each, or select cables and drumsticks, buy one, get one free. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $6.99 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
How much longer till the KIDSs are back in SCHOOL?
Just a few more weeks. But you know what you can do now?
What? I'll do anything.
Take them to Kmart and Sears for back-to-school items like backpacks, supplies, and apparel. That way, when school starts, they'll be ready to go. They're even giving away surprise points that we can use online or in-store until August 5th. But don't wait that long. Go now!
Oh, okay, okay. Keys.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
The first GOP presidential debate will be held tomorrow. Yesterday, the 10 candidates who made the cut were announced. They include Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Mike Huckabee, Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Chris Christie, and John Kasich. Political science professor Andrew Smith says it will be interesting.